Meanwhile, I got a girl that's bad. Uh-huh. But she don't understand my ways. Arguing days after days after days.
Well, I can do it. See, I done had some fly ones, but they try to get just that. Thought I'd like to chase the cat, but I'm not a dog. Goddess, who you looking at? Couldn't have taken that bull crap, you would've cut a jack.
I told her you're the first stringer when the telephone rings. It ain't really nothing but noise. You wanna flip and lose your voice.
Now they quick to flip, but yo, honey, get a grip. You gotta understand, I'm a man with needs that need fulfilling. And if you ain't with it, somebody else is with it. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
I got this good thing, girl. It's the righteous love, not that quick on the top. One shot, I'ma make your knees get wet, and the places I'll better make you breathe faster than you can believe. Within your hole, I'll use my control, and the final verse, I'll hold.
Put in a hole and you're not
until it comes. Back scratches added up in sums. Then your mama teach you about boning a man. Bent my dick so bad that I ran. Now I'll freak up a regal, ride the crest of a yard girl's hips. The pussy can't see these lips. I keep my tongue in my mouth, cause I can't see down south. Vulgar? Maybe. I've seen what the purpose is, and I'ma do my own thing, being on my own thing, and it's up to you to follow. So on your wisdom, I'll shine my light, bring forth the seed created in the night.
You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone. You gotta love me or leave me alone.
The degree, love hella right, get it right. Either all the above or it ain't true love. I ain't down for a honey who don't wanna submit. Always throwing a fit, wanna talk a lot of shit, but love to get hit from behind. Getting crazy joy from my lazy boy that recline. Seem the only time when I in a fight is when I'm laying the pipe. You don't want me to bone another chick, quick to claim my name and my dick. But when I tell you get off the swine and get refined, you act like you're blind or you lost your damn mind. See, I'm not the kind to let a woman run it. How my man Rick say it, I shouldn't have done it, is what I be saying. If you was running the show, no ho, there's no go. The G-O-D, know the time on the sun and the moon and the stars. Dance to the tune of Lord Jamar. And if you act a tone deaf, it's your own mental depth. Huh, you gotta love me or leave me alone.
You gotta love me or leave me alone.
Alright, here we go. The Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from the Mac City Limits, baby. MacCity.com, Mac City Chronicles, all day, every day. Yeah, Whole Flipper Network, MrWrigleyShow.com. Here we go. One more installment of some bullshit, man. Some shit I just want to speak on. Fuck it, I ain't got shit else to do, man. It's kind of late at night. I'm downtown. It's raining and shit. I don't know, y'all gotta excuse me, my brain's still a little discombobulated from all the fucking horse shit I've been going through the past month over some goddamn pussy and shit, you know what I mean? I wish I could motherfucking, you know, turn this shit into like a Jay-Z record and be like, I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. But that's not the case, man. That is absolutely not the motherfucking case, man. I actually got a fucking problem, and it's with some goddamn pussy, man. Fuck. Fuck, 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 nigga. God damn, nigga. Woo. Bitches ain't shit, man. I'm trying to tell you, boy. When you open your heart to a fucking hoe, nigga, god damn. And I guess that's basically what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about that situation, and I want to talk about the whole reason why Mac City was put together, man. And Mac City was basically founded on the premise and the principle, man, to see if certain truisms about the game was true. So what does that mean? What's that mean? I don't understand, Big Mike, Fat Mac, who the fuck you are today, nigga. I don't understand. I mean, nigga, basically, I wanted to know if you could turn a hoe into a housewife. I wanted to know if money couldn't buy you love. I mean, all these little sayings and truisms about the game, nigga. I wanted to know, was it true? And I didn't want to take the next nigga's word for it. You know, I wanted to put it to the fucking test, man. Yeah, so that's what Mac City was all about, man. It was about me getting in these streets, man, and trying certain ideas, certain theories, certain hypotheses, and theorems and shit, and see if the fucking shit was gonna work. See if these things was true or false, man. And goddamn, man, I have been enlightened, my brothers. Yes, I have. The Fat Mac can actually sit here and basically tell you that all of the things that you have probably heard about the game, about bitches, hoes, females, freaks, prostitutes, whatever the fuck, man, is basically true. There's no doubt about that, man. No doubt about that. You cannot turn a hoe into a housewife. I have tried. Yes, I have. You cannot buy love. That's, man, that's definitely fucking true right there, man. This is the funny thing, right? Most of these females I fucking with, they don't have a fucking pot to fucking piss in, man. You know what I'm saying? And they know I got loot. They know I got money, but that doesn't really matter. It really doesn't, man. To these females, man, they would rather fuck with the most raggediest nigga on the planet with a mouthpiece than fuck with a nigga with a fucking pocket full of loot and no game. You feel what I'm saying? I'm serious in a fucking heart attack, man. These females would choose a broke down raggedy ass nigga with a cold ass mouthpiece that's gonna tell them all that fucking slick shit than a nigga that's actually got a fucking job. And a or a nigga that's actually gonna take care of them, man. I'm serious, man. I don't know how many times, man, these females have looked past me or John for some fucking bum ass nigga, man. You know what I mean? All because of his verbal skills, you know what I mean? Now remember, don't think I'm bitter about this shit, because remember, man, I set up the whole game for these hoes to fall in love with the game and not me. You see what I'm saying? I wanted them to get attached to the game and not onto me. Because if they're attached to the game, then they always going to come back. And I'm always going to motherfucking have footage. I'm always going to have video. I'm always going to get action. And plus, when you're keeping it business, it never gets fucking personal. You know what I mean? But you fuck around and you start with all that lovey-dovey Don Juan ass shit that, you know, these females is on to get into their head to get them hooked onto you. Then the shit becomes personal. The shit becomes a fucking headache. You got bitches trying to key your car, flatten your tires, falling in love with you, and all this kind of shit. Which is precisely why I went like 4 or 5 years, man, not fucking with bitches on that level, man. I mean, there was some females that actually tried to get with me on that level, but I shunned them, man. I couldn't fuck with them, nigga. I was like, nah, nigga, you know, it's about this hustle. It ain't about no motherfucking falling in love. It's about this money, bitch. You know what I mean? So don't think I'm bitter or some shit when I say that these hoes would rather fuck with other niggas than fuck with me and John, because that's how I got the shit set up, man. What the fuck I'm gonna do with a goddamn hood chick, nigga? What the fuck am I gonna do with a female that got 3-4 kids by 3-4 different niggas, don't have no fucking GED, ain't working, ain't, I mean, what am I gonna do with a fucking broad like that, nigga? Why would I want a bra like that? So, nigga, I'm not better about that shit. Just stating the fucking facts, man. That's all. Just hitting y'all with some old Max City motherfucking realism. That's all I'm doing, man. So, I mean, boy. Damn, money can't buy you love, nigga. It's, these females look right past that motherfucking shit, man. They want to fuck with Raheem, Tyrone, and whatever motherfucking crazy ass nigga name these motherfucking niggas got, man. You know, so, I mean, that's just the way it is, man. Ain't better about it. That's the way I got it set up. But we all know that I fell off my fucking horse, man. About a year ago, fucking started doing something that I wasn't supposed to do due to the fact that me and wifey had a little situation where I was putting the hustle before her, and I basically told her to go ahead and handle her business and leave me the fuck alone and go find a nigga or something, get out my face. I'm out here hustling, making this money, goddammit. And she basically did what I told her. She went out and she found a nigga to take care of her, fucking her every which way but sideways and shit, and I fucking find out about it, and then I got the nerve to be upset. Another fucking lesson to be learned, nigga. Hey, don't ignore your bitch, man. Do not ignore your bitch. Not if you love her, not if you cherish her, nigga, for real, man. Don't ignore your bitch. Don't play her, man, because there's another motherfucker out there just waiting to goddamn pull your slack, homie. That's real talk, man. So don't, fuck, nigga, I'm trying to tell you, she getting dealt with right about now. If you's a nigga and you can hear what I'm saying right now, and you got a precious one, and you love her, and you kind of clowning her, and you ignoring her and shit, these bitches crave attention, man. That's one thing that I found out, that a Trump, it will even Trump money, nigga, just flat out fucking attention, man. So you better pay her some attention, because there's motherfucking all kind of niggas out there throwing attention her way, and that's what they respond to, man, some attention. So you might want to be cognizant of that, man. But anyway, like I'm saying, man, I fucked around, fell off my horse, because I was bitter about her fucking with the next nigga, even though I told her to fuck with the next nigga. So I fuck around, and yes, I fall in love with a hood chick, nigga. Now maybe hood chick is a little harsh for LaDonna, cause she ain't really like your typical hood chick, man. I mean, she's intelligent. She did graduate. She always has a job, always has a house, always has a car. Okay, she does have two kids by two different dudes and shit, man, you know. But for the most part, she don't really fit the classical, stereotypical hood chick stereotype, man. She pretty much almost always has her shit together, man. And she really had her shit together when she was with me, man. Oh my god, man. But I'm just trying to tell you, man, you don't really know how dead you are, nigga, until you fucking fall in love, man. You know what I mean? Don't really know how dead you are. I went through life, man. I mean, of course I love my wife, and nigga was kind of hurt by the situation between me and her, but you just don't know how dead you are, nigga, until you alive. Shit, I mean, I'm trying to put this shit in terms that y'all can understand, man. But basically, if you go through life guarding your heart, nigga, and not letting a bitch in and shit, I mean, that's a nigga that ain't living, man. That's a nigga that's never lived. I mean, you going through life like that, I mean, it's got its perks, believe me, man. Because for like 4 or 5 years, I was a brick wall, nigga. Shit, I didn't have motherfucking no females even coming close to penetrating this icy ass heart, nigga. And of course, everything flowed smooth. I had my money right. Everything was tight, nigga. Everything was smooth, man. But then I fucked up, got weak, right? And I don't even know if weak is the right word. I don't know if that's the right word, nigga, because I mean, I was happy as fuck for a year, man. To actually have a bitch that really loved me, man, and actually cared about me. But then again, in retrospect, maybe she really didn't love and care for me. Due to the fact that I'm just going through this latest situation, and I ain't gonna speak on that right now. I'll probably speak on it a little bit later. But everybody who's members of MaxCity.com know what the fuck I'm talking about and shit. But nah, man, I mean, nah, nigga, you ain't living unless you loving or you being loved, man. And I firmly know that shit now, man. But there's a flip side to that shit, man. The flip side to that love shit, nigga, is the awful pain that comes with the love. There is the paradox, man. There is the dilemma. To be or not to be. If you go open yourself up to a bitch, man, you need to be prepared to have your motherfucking heart ripped out and chewed up right in front of your motherfucking face. Ooh, I mean, yeah, nigga, the relationship is oh so good when it's good, man. But motherfucking when it comes to a halt, when she goddamn get tired of your shit or whatever, because basically I did the same shit with this bitch, man. I told her, Donna, look, nigga, the hustle come first. The money come first, nigga. Fuck. Get that through your head, man. I'm going to be at home. I'm going to be on my computer. I'm going to be handling this business. I'm not going to be hugged up with you tonight. So call your fiance. Let that nigga fuck with you, goddammit, because I got to handle this money, you know. And she just got fed up and tired of that shit. She got tired of the hoes calling me. She got tired of me going to see this chick and going to see that chick. She got tired of me getting my dick sucked. She got tired of, you know, so she just fucking moved on, nigga, you know. But therein lies my strength because, I mean, I don't know if I was a pussy whip nigga or whatever. I mean, because I loved her to death, man, but I'm not about to cave into no pussy, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a goal. I got a fucking vision, nigga, and I'm going to see it through. And now I'm sitting back, of course, and I'm wondering, was the whole thing worth it? You know what I mean? And I'm not really sure now, man. I'm not really sure. I don't know. Because now I don't have a bitch, and I'm not even going to lie, nigga. I'm miserable, man. I want the bitch back. But am I going to give up this goddamn hustle, man? Am I going to give up my dreams, my fucking aspirations? Nah, I ain't going to do that either, man. So I'm just stuck, nigga. I'm fucked. I don't know what to do, man. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Don't know. I'm kind of puzzled about the shit, you know what I mean? So what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So I would just like to encourage all the brothers out there, man, that you need to love somebody, man, and you need to be loved, bro. You know what I mean? Everybody trying to play the hard role. Oh, I'm pimping and I'm macking and bitch can't never motherfucking get over on me. And man, look, dog, everybody plays the fool sometime. That's just real talk, man. If you're going to go through life and you're going to actually enjoy yourself, you got to open yourself up, man. You got to let people in, man. I didn't know how dead I was until I met that bitch, man. That bitch was, man, she breathed some fucking life into my soul, nigga, for real, man. So, don't know, man. But, yeah, still, I ain't about to drop everything that I'm doing for no motherfucking, for no pussy, though, man. That's not gonna happen, man. So, another sacrifice that had to be made along the road of enlightenment. And I don't know, maybe that's not enlightenment. Maybe my eyes are just on the prize as far as the riches is concerned. You know, is there any enlightenment that comes out of this? I think there is, man. I'm learning lessons daily when I'm fucking with this shit, man. So that's one truism, man, that I basically found out by fucking around in the Max City Limits that, hey, money don't buy you love, man. You know, because LaDonna basically left me for someone who ain't got a fucking penny. That can't do a goddamn thing for her, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the person she chose to fuck with got her, I mean, she was at her worst ever, I think, in life from fucking with this individual, man. But all because this other individual showed her some fucking attention, you know what I mean? She was in there like swimwear, man. Woo, oops. I basically tipped my hat, nigga. Okay, fuck it. She left me for some pussy. Hell nah, nigga. Now y'all know, man. Shit. My bitch left me for some goddamn pussy, man. What the fuck, man? What part of the game is this, nigga? Damn, that's right. A lesbian scooped up my bitch, man. Woo! Now, hey, nigga, trust me. Once that kind of shit happens to you, you'll never look at fucking bitches eating pussy in an erotic way again. You just go be a bitter ass nigga when you see two bitches walking around holding hands, kissing. Shit. Shit used to be sexy, you know what I'm saying? Shit ain't sexy no more. Boy, you get bitter when you see that kind of shit now, man. I can't stand to watch TV, nigga. Every time I see some goddamn lesbian or bisexual shit, I get fucking indignant, man. I'm like a fucking Pentecostal fundamentalist preacher on that shit. I'm like, goddamn heathens, whoremongers. That's ungodly. Woo, shit. But like I'm saying, yeah, man, she left me for a motherfucking a lesbian, man, with no fucking money. Ain't this a bitch living out of hotel rooms and shit, broke as fuck, not being able to eat, no fucking, no way to put gas in her tank, fuck, can't feed her kids, but she chose that shit over me, nigga. Why? Because of attention, because somebody just paid her some fucking attention, nigga. All the money in the world didn't matter. All my motherfucking, my little credit cards and all that kind of shit to get her out of debt didn't matter. All she wanted was some fucking attention. So, learn that lesson, brethren. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's going to be all good, though, man. It's like, you know, life is a journey, man. And this is just another fucking chapter in the book. So, I'm just telling y'all right now that Mac City was founded to explore these truisms or falsisms or whatever. And that's definitely a truism. You can't motherfucking buy no bitch, man. You can't buy a bitch's love, man. This is kind of like just part one of this shit. I'm going to go ahead and give you some other examples on that shit, man, about money can't buy you love and how these bras act and shit. But for right now, that's enough, man. I want to go ahead, give a shout out to two of my hardcore Mac City citizens, man. Tony Dreamer and the Minister of Love. I see y'all out there still fucking around in the streets. So appreciate y'all still fucking with a nigga, man. And I guess that's it for right now, man. Until, you know, shit gets better, nigga. Fuck, I don't know. Anyway, this is the almighty Fat Mac 3XL for the Mac City Limits, man. MacCity.com, Hope Flipper Network, MrWrigleyShow.com. And you know how we do, baby. Real talk, real music, all day, every day, and we out.
Your mind anytime.